Clock. This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's time for World on 3, presented this week by Mary-Anne Kennedy.
The Shetlanders surely know how to do this time of year in style, from the iconic Daddy Don of New Year Morning to the many tunes for dark nights and long winters, and of course the laid-back sessions and more serious partying that this all gives rise to. That was Shetlander Kevin Henderson, a member of no fewer than three great bands, the seminal Scots-Irish Boys of the Loch and two of Scotland's fiddle big bands, Session A9 and On Island Home Turf, Fiddler's Bid. That, though, was from Kevin's first foray into solo recording, Christmas Day and the Morning, from his album Fin de Land Again, a once common turn of phrase, apparently, from Shetlanders' lips as they set sights on the islands after being away from home. Well, we're not going to go overboard with the Christmas music tonight, although it was very tempting as I was working on this programme by power cut candlelight in the middle of the massive storms of a couple of weeks ago. It was positively Dickensian. No, we're going to celebrate differently by harking back once again to the sunny days of summer and the Wiltshire world music bonanza that is the WOMAD Festival. But before we leave the seasonal stuff entirely, here's a track from an English singer who's very much made this time of year her own. Kate Rusby's new Christmas album is called While Mortals Sleep, and while this particular track isn't overly Christmassy, the song does come from the powerful South Yorkshire carolling tradition, and the brass quintet that accompanies her takes its forces from the brass band tradition, much more sparing than the full-on band, but instantly evocative nevertheless.
I was walking, as you fall to rest yourself and view the land. I'll take thee to yon green gardens where the pretty flowers grow, where the pretty, pretty flowers grow. And I'll take thee to yon green gardens where the pretty flowers grow, where the pretty, pretty flowers
The ancient Romans marked the 25th of December as the day of the unconquered sun, looking forward from this darkest part of the year. And that song makes a parallel between that and the birth of Christ. It's a poem written by John MacLean, originally from my father's island of Tiree, but who emigrated to Canada in the 19th century. And he became an icon of Gaelic culture in Nova Scotia, known as the Bard MacLean. Na Yerich Grian na Fearantach was sung by Ross-based singer Fiona McKenzie on her album of original Gaelic Christmas hymns and songs, and some unexpected covers and translations thrown in for good measure. It's called Duan Nolik and it's out on Green Tracks. Before that was Kate Rusby from the new Christmas release, While Mortals Sleep. Okay, enough of this Christmas already. I'm going to take you back, as Lopa Katari did last week, to the end of July and a sunny, sunny weekend in deepest Wiltshire at Charlton Park, home for 3.5 glorious days each year to the world of music and dance, the WOMAD Festival, easily the biggest world music festival in the UK, where established stars and up-and-comings alike make their mark with the audiences. And the promoters, agents, organisers, journalists, that very much regard the festival as a shop window for potential new acts and opportunities. BBC Radio 3 was there in force, of course, with the Arboretum stage, giving festival goers a chance to enjoy some more intimate sets from WOMAD artists. And we also recorded some of the highlights from the main stages. And that's where the first of tonight's revisits takes us. All of this is material being broadcast for the first time tonight. We start with a project that should have happened some 17 years previously and which was scuppered by logistics. What came out of the Havana rendezvous for what was supposed to be Afro-Cubism was, of course, famously the Buena Vista Social Club. So if you're into fate or destiny, you can offer your own theories on that. But the original idea never quite faded away. And finally, in Madrid 2 years ago, the meeting was brokered once more, with Tumani Djibouti leading a Malian all-star lineup, including Baseko Kouyaté on Ngoni, Djelimadi Tunkara on guitar, meeting up with Eliades Ochoa and his band from Cuba. The result was the award-winning Afro-Cubism, and this summer the WOMAD audiences got to sample the collaboration live. And this extract starts with a Cuban offering. Para los Pinares se va Montoro.
Gente está diciendo que ahorita se va, de pronto va a empezar todito a gritar. Oye José, oye José, ven acá, cuidado con la culebra, te muerde los pies. Thank you. gente está diciendo que ahorita se va. De pronto va a empezar todito a gritar. Oye, José, oye, José.
Ready? Patria Sava! Are you happy? Thank you. Let's go a la luna.
Thank you.
Jelimadi Tunkara, the legendary guitarist, leading that last number for Afrocubism, playing live at WOMAD 2011. That was from the main stage, and it featured plenty artists who would be well used to the whole WOMAD experience. But back in the Arboretum, the Radio 3 stage welcomed a WOMAD newbie. Banjo queen Abigail Washburn was really quite overcome by the whole experience. There amongst the trees, she said she'd found an audience where she didn't have to explain being an Americana superstar who wanted to write lyrics in Chinese. A first for her in terms of audiences. In the event, the set, accompanied by multi-instrumentalist Kai Welch, focused much more on her own traditions rather than looking east. But the connection between players and audience was palpable, as I hope you'll hear with this little set, starting out with Bright Morning Stars.
Bright morning stars. Thank you. Song we wrote together called Last Train. Trying to bend the ground, I
judge the things I've done here. I did what I had to do and just a little bit more. Rows of faces who could never see me anyhow. I'll hitch to Juno before they figure it out. Can't you hear?
Abigail Washburn with Kai Welch making the last train in their Radio 3 stage set at WOMAD. As I said, there are some artists for whom the festival is a regular stop-off, and that is true not least of Baba Mal. When he called into the Radio 3 OB studio, he waxed lyrical about the place, the people and the food. WOMAD has a fabulous array of chuck wagons, and Baba's weapon of choice, if I remember rightly, was a rather fine goat curry. But come the evening, his attention and that of the audience was firmly on the main stage, where he gave a fantastic performance. I can still see the view from backstage looking out over the festival site, all lit up. Gorgeous. And I remember this song especially. The audience loved this, a real favourite, Chérie. Thank you.
tamu jalan jemen aduna aha ara jemen aduna share fama ara pa men aduna aha men aduna share Rasulo Gili koi namusi Gili gumi korala Gili bada koi mayo One vibe gili kosar dingel L'amour est un jardin Jardin au soleil Dosa bange mamin koi mirosa bangam Your smile, my love. I need your smile, my love. When you smile in the night, my love, it's like a sun shining in the night, my love. It's like a sun shining all the night, my love. Thank you.
Looking back to WOMAD 2011 in July with Baba Mal there. And there's more a little later on. But if the summer is festival season, then the turn of the year is surely the time for handing out the gongs. The F-Roots Awards, of course, we featured a couple of weeks ago. But that same weekend also saw glitzy award ceremonies in Canada and Scotland. Over the other side of the Atlantic, the Quebecois trio Genticorum had a very good time at the Canadian Folk Music Awards, winning both Album of the Year and Ensemble of the Year with their album Nager Rameur. The album was inspired by the voyageur and frontiersman who helped create the modern day Canada, hunting, adventuring and plying their trade along the country's great rivers, with songs like this recounting the hardships of those first trips upriver, Tout le long du voyage.
Vama hene ves ma hene rare shana Hese chine mare gala vi me vala Sula Ir kome la mi hare ra hing hava sai shung hala vai Fata in yala bin yin gada liking ha Si hune va hono vili in boha Ili in pero e goi hili in boha Si hune va hono vili in boha Hier mein ich froh mir sich gefahren noch ist nach hore na zack na geht das kam mit bin schas ich lache hi hi und ihr feine sinini stiffing in my hini hani schön be ma see you the bahoro willin boha eli him but oi going in lim boha see you the bahoro willin boha beyond the net for john ich ach mara gesma nach links in ja den gaben gefer hook a sas is a viundra gene chaniga a chukat Machris hat den Lava, ich kann nur gehen wie Lodge. Spül ihr Hosch in Hahn, ich lest all in ihr Mach. Sie hören ein Bahor, oh, will ich im Boha. Ich lieh ihn für euch, oh, ich lieh ihn Boha. Sie hören ein Bahor, oh, will ich im Boha. Am Minischer Verkurs, aus der Wappen, nur der Gönsch, geppen ab in der Höhle, in der Tschöntag am Mach. Ich kann schon fegen null, aber Gott hat nicht so gorni. Kein in der Höhle, an sie hören, der an ihr Klaas. Sie hören ein Bahor, oh, Bahoro William Boha
Congratulations to Jean Tikoram and also to Man Ran, who were also double award winners, but at the Scots Trad Music Awards held this year in Perth. The unashamedly boy band marketed six-piece count members of Battlefield Band, Bodega, Finlay Napier and the Barroom Mountaineers and Jamie Smith's Mabon in their number. But Man Ran's aim is a new voice for Gaelic music, and they have that certainly with Nori McKeever, who won the Gaelic Singer of the Year. And that was Ora na Cloiche, a classic recounting of the repatriation of the Stone of Destiny, complete with fretting bishops and royalty who are not amused. And it comes from their debut release, which also garnered them Album of the Year. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy here on World on 3 with highlights from this year's WOMAD. But before we head back to Chelten Park, I'm going to revisit the wonderful Corsican anthology of sacred and secular music collated by a Radio France team. Fiddle and voice are the mainstays of the collection, and the voices especially are just fantastic. There's also some great introductory notes from the various producers, and Germana De Zerbi describes a world in Corsica where song would accompany a person from beginning to end, birth to death. And this kind of song would help keep a feast or festival going all evening long. Jean-Pierre Lafrancini, Jean-Michel Fabrizi and Jerome Casalonga are the singers here, with a song of a lover complaining that his sweetheart no longer regards him as the apple of her eye.
Oh, the year was 1778. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. A letter of marque came from the king to the scummiest vessel I've ever seen. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. Oh, well, Sid Barrett, cried the town.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
For 20 brave men, all fishermen, who would make for him the Antelope's crew.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
The Antelope sloop was a sickening sight.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
She'd a list to the port and her sails in rags, and the cook in the scuppers with the staggers and jags.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
On the king's birthday we put to sea.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
We were 91 days to Montego Bay, pumping like madmen all the way.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears.
But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. On the 96th day we sailed again.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
When a bloody great Yankee hove in sight, with our cracked 4-pounders we made to fight.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
How the Yankee lay low down with gold.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
She was broad and fat and loose in stays, but to catch her took the Antelope 2 whole days.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
Then at length we stood 2 cables away. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. Our cracked 4-pounders made an awful din, but with 1 fat ball the Yank stove us in.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
The Antelope shook and pitched on her side.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
Barrett was smashed like a bowl of eggs, and the main truck carried off both me legs.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
So here I lay in my 23rd year.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
It's been 6 years since we sailed away, and I just made Halifax yesterday.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
Absolutely fantastic stuff. Well is that Eastern Seaboard of Canada named the Maritimes. A song from Nova Scotia, Barrett's Privateers, sung by the late Stan Rogers. He was a singer described by Tom Paxton as Canada's Woody Guthrie, but he died tragically in a plane fire in Cincinnati in the early 80s. He's remembered to this day with an annual festival in Nova Scotia, and that track is the first of a series of remastered re-releases on Borealis Records with folks like the legendary Cape Breton fiddler John Allen Cameron and Stan's brother Garnet joining him on Fogarty's Way. Some of you will remember an album from last year called Hadestown, a reworking of the Orpheus myth by Vermont singer Aeneas Mitchell. You might even have seen one of the UK live performances at the beginning of the year. In each case, Hades was played to perfection by Greg Brown on disc and Martin Carthy on stage. Well, here we have a blues man whose gravelly bass tones would surely put him in line for the role. And indeed, Dutchman Hans Tasink's new album is a devilish thing entirely, with songs from both sides of the fires of Hades and material from Trad Roots to Tom Waits and the Stones. Here he is, though, with one of his own, Cuckoo. Thank you. An otherworldly, or perhaps underworldly, follow-on from Hans Tesink's Jedermann remixed. That was Musikash, the ultimate Hungarian band, a solo flute melody from a collection marking that they're still going strong 40 years after starting out with a mission to combat the kitsch Soviet image of Hungarian music. It appears on the latest of Nascenti Records' double CD collections of iconic world music artists, and it's called Fly Bird Fly. This is World on Three with Marianne Kennedy, and it's time to head back to the WOMAD Festival for our final highlights from this year at Charlton Park. 2011 was a big year for world music on Radio 3, with the Music Planet series running as a sister series to BBC One's Human Planet. It all came together at the Proms a little earlier in the summer with the Nitinsoni soundtrack, footage from the TV series, and guest musicians from several of the out-of-the-way corners of the globe visited by Lucy Duran, Andy Kershaw and the teams on their Music Planet travels. Amongst them were an exquisite trio to look at and to listen to, from Yakutia, Ayer Khan joined us one more time at WOMAD for a set on the Radio 3 stage. And once again, they blew the audience away. And when you listen to this set, just remember, there is nothing here of electronica or technical manipulation. All you hear are three voices and three jews harps. Simply stunning.
Oh.
Iyer Khan playing live for us on the Radio 3 stage at WOMAD. Really beautiful stuff and lovely girls. Also joining us for the first time in the Arboretum was the young Norwegian band Majorstuen. It was an emotional performance so soon after the massacre on Utøya Island, and they paid tribute very movingly to their peers. They had the audience totally won over and repaid that kindness with a fantastic set. Here's some of the highlights, starting out with Hjelmeset.
So, hi. Well, that was a tune from Andreas here. And, yeah. You got it. So we played some new tunes, and actually mainly new tunes, but we have some old ones as well, some traditional stuff, and now some traditional stuff from my area up in the Trøndelag, nearby Trondheim, if you know the city.
You are a very good audience. Thank you very much. Some years ago, we were on tour in France. We like France a lot, and I've been there actually many times now. But this was a long tour, and I was longing very much back to my girlfriend at home. And I made this tune for her, and I thought it was quite good. We played it together, and my feelings grow and grow. And when I came back home, she had left me for another man. You laugh? It's a very strange kind of humor here in England. Well, we'll try to play this tune. Thank you.
I made this tune for two of my pupils called Anders and Estin. And they inspired me. Usually it's the other way that as a teacher, I'm supposed to inspire the students. But this time, these small fiddlers inspired me very much to make this tune with their braveness on the violin, not afraid for anything. But now we will play for you two traditional tunes. It's polkas, both of them. The first one comes from the very south of Norway, and the other one from up north. So you can maybe find out something about the different personalities of the South Norwegians and the North Norwegians. Thank you.
Meyer Stuen from Norway on stage at WOMAD back in the summer. I hope you enjoyed revisiting some of those highlights. The final programme of World on 3 this year with me, Marianne Kennedy, features next week a session with Tumani Djibati. But I'm going to round off tonight with just one more little nod in the direction of the Day of the Unconquered Sun. One more from Kate Rusby's Christmas album and one of her own. And this is for anyone trying to make it to this place in time, home.
Constantly falling, saying I love you. Rest your head, my old friend, here. Lightly tread, my old friend, here. And the bells ring for Christmas, and
Welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. So is sleep evading you at the moment, or is nothing further from your mind? Anyway, here's someone who had rather more of it than she planned, Tchaikovsky's Sleeping Beauty. It's a complete performance of the ballet from the 2008 BBC Proms with Valery Gergiev conducting the London Symphony Orchestra. Setting off now with a prologue and Act 1. Themes at the start here for the evil fairy Carabosse and her good counterpart, the Lilac Fairy. Then to the King's Court and Princess Aurora's christening. 2 decades pass, suitors turn up for the princess. Carabosse eventually cackles in triumph as Aurora pricks her finger, after which the Lilac Fairy, with a wave of her wand, puts the whole court to sleep.